materials. Now we can talk about the degree of crystallinity in polymers. Even though these are amorphous solids, if you control the processes where they form carefully, then you can create regions of crystallinity in them. The intermolecular forces, these hydrogen bonding forces between the chains, you can enhance the mechanical characteristics of the material simply by melting the polymer, then carefully orienting the hydrogen bonding network. That will then control the amount of crystallinity in certain parts of the structure. So for low density polyethylene, this one has got lots of side chains which will inhibit those local crystallinity regions from forming. In contrast, the high density polyethylene, you want to promote the formation of these crystalline regions, so up to 85%. This makes it much harder. So the similar thing that we talked about between the oils and the fats, okay, way back in the course. You remember with the carboxylic acids, you can join them to a glycerol backbone. What was the name of the class of molecules that you formed from that? Lipids. And if they're fatty acids attached to a glycerol, what type of functional group will be the attachment point? Probably only Ella's got to that module. Who else has finished the module? Okay. This is an esterification reaction. So these guys are esters where the fatty acids join to the glycerol, because the glycerol is an alcohol. Okay, it's propane 1,2,3-triol. And so you're simply joining a carboxylic acid to each of the points on the glycerol backbone. So a oil, like olive oil, is containing oleic acid. That's got a lot of double bonds in the fatty acid chain that are hanging off the glycerol backbone. In contrast, if you look at animal fat, it contains stearic acids joined to the glycerol, and those stearic acids are saturated hydrocarbon chains. What does saturated mean? Yeah, no double bonds, yeah. So in the case of the oleic acid then, it's an unsaturated fatty acid, it's got double bonds. Now the double bonds then don't allow the chain freedom of rotation. Okay, the double bond we know can't rotate. And as a result, when something's trying to crystallize, you need maximum flexibility so that one group can lock into the lowest energy position and crystallize. So in the case of the unsaturated fatty acids, then you find in olive oil, those double bonds prevent that thing from solidifying. Whereas in the case of animal fat then, the stearic acids, everything's free to rotate, so they can crystallize, and that means they turn into a fat, a solid. So exactly the same concept here. Side chains up here are interfering with the ability for the thing to structurally pack down into the optimum position and crystallize. Whereas in the case of the high-density polyethylene, reduce the number of branches and it's got the ability to crystallize.